Maryland public schools will remain closed for the rest of the school year. State leaders made that announcement yesterday. At the same time, Governor Larry Hogan said he is loosening some restrictions he put in place more than a month ago as a means of reducing the spread of COVID-19. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports.
Golf, tennis, fishing, boating, and camping are allowed starting at 7 a.m. today. State parks and beaches are open, and doctors can begin performing non-urgent and elective medical procedures. Hogan said he can loosen these restrictions because for the last week, the number of hospitalizations has trended downward and the use of intensive care units has been relatively flat.
If these trends continue into next week, we will be ready to lift the stay-at-home order and to begin stage one of our recovery plan.
Stage one would include allowing some small businesses to reopen, and some personal services, like haircuts, could resume. Outdoor religious services and outdoor gyms and fitness activities would also be allowed. But Hogan emphasized that we aren't there yet. And to get there, people need to continue social distancing, wearing masks in public, and avoiding crowds larger than 10 people.
All of this is predicated on people taking personal responsibility, on following the public health guidelines. So whenever you have more people outside doing more things, we run the risk of people not listening to that kind of advice.
The other prerequisites for lifting the stay-at-home order and allowing businesses to reopen are widespread testing, large supplies of personal protective equipment, 6,000 more hospital beds than were available back in March, and a robust program of contact tracing, tracking down people who have been in contact with someone who has the virus. Hogan rattled off progress on all fronts, and even in some areas that aren't on that list.
We're also pleased to announce that Gilead has donated 1,600 doses of remdesivir to the state of Maryland. This is the only drug proven in a clinical study to help with COVID-19.
Hogan said Prince George's and Montgomery counties will get these initial doses. Together, the two counties have nearly half of the state's COVID-19 cases. Despite the progress, State Superintendent of Schools Karen Salmon announced that students will not be returning to the classroom this school year. They will continue learning online.
I am convinced this is the appropriate decision in order to continue to protect the health and safety of our students, educators, staff, and all members of school communities throughout Maryland.
Cheryl Bost, president of the Maryland State Education Association Teachers Union, praised the decision in a statement. However, she also called it a sad day for teachers who miss their students and wish they could see them in person. Like Hogan has outlined for businesses, Salmon described schools reopening in three stages.
We do not envision that schools would be included in stage one of the governor's plan, but different methods of returning to school could be included in stage two and three.
For example, schools could bring groups of students back on alternating days or alternating weeks, or they could bring back students who have the biggest challenges with distance learning, such as students with disabilities or who are learning English. Salmon said the full student body will return in stage three, but there will still be changes from the way things used to be.
Schedules for instruction, meals, and transportation may all require modifications.
Because even when things reopen, the coronavirus will still exist and pose a threat in Maryland's communities. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.